On the Naturalist Journal, Texas is the winter host to the largest concentration of cranes in the world. And as the days grow shorter, the high plains echo with the calls of sandhill cranes. After nesting in the Arctic regions of Siberia, Alaska, and Canada, large numbers of sandhill cranes migrate south for the winter. They arrive in Texas and New Mexico in October and November each year. Some sandhills can be spotted as far south as the Gulf Coast, but the majority of these cranes will spend their winter in the vicinity of small lakes within the Panhandle and High Plains of Texas. Although sandhill cranes are not technically classified as waterfowl, they are dependent upon wetlands for roosting.
Sandhill cranes can be found roosting in saline lakes or playa lakes, but I really like these saline lakes because the saline lakes are shallow and there's not much growth around them. They can see for great distances. They can get out in the middle of this saline lake and feel safe from predators.
Agricultural fields dominate the West Texas plains. It is here that sandhill cranes spend their days feeding on various grains, cottonseed, and peanuts left over from harvest. But peanuts can prove to be a lethal meal for the cranes.
When we get a hard freeze and the peanut shell cracks, there can be a mold or a fungi form on that peanut. It's a mycotoxin, and it's highly, highly toxic to the sandhill cranes. They'll eat these peanuts, and if you get a large concentration on a peanut field with a lot of these infected peanuts, then you can have large die-offs.
Fortunately, cooperation by area farmers in plowing under waste peanuts has minimized this problem. Sandhill cranes do occasionally cause serious crop damage. In order to reduce crop losses for farmers, as well as provide hunting opportunity for the sportsmen, sandhill cranes have been hunted in Texas since 1962, but their population has continued to increase. Although the sandhill crane resembles its endangered relative, the whooping crane, sandhills are gray in color, while whoopers are white with black wingtips. Hunting regulations in Texas are designed to prevent sandhill crane hunting when whoopers are passing through an area. Unlike many species of birds, once a pair of sandhill cranes mate, they stay together for life. And after returning to their northern nesting grounds in early spring, both share responsibilities in raising their young. As long as there is an adequate food supply on the high plains and wetland habitats remain for roosting, sandhill cranes will continue to make Texas their winter home.